Bishlaimas good the Rebbe Yechon goes Rebbe Yechonon. Ki hecho di kutono. Te koma yoim echod bashono, choshev shono, hochinami I kutono de yamu lamed yoim bashono, choshev shono. According to Abiyud, it's very, according to Rebbe Yechon, less than my is not Rebbe Yud, it was Rebbe Yechon. Rebbe Yechon wasn't said that lamed yoim bashono, choshev shoni ke benayu. Now the Gemara asked the question, Gemara wants to bring your right to Rabbi Yechonon. They're bishlamed or Rabbi Yechonon, son Rabbi Meyam. They're not that you have to have a complete 3 years, but enough to have 2 years and whatever else is considered a year. So good, Rabbi Yechonon before brought down a day that holds 30 days is considered a year, but according to his Bryce, it's not a kasha because there is a man diyam that holds that one day of a year is considered like a year. So that's beyond this last Bryce. That's what Gemara says. Top of men heyam and aleph. That bishlamed or the Rabbi Yechonon. According to Rabbi Yechonon, you do not have to have a complete 3 years. According to Rabbi Meyam, send the svar is ki hecha di katana de kama yoin echad bashana chashuv shana hachinam yi katana de yom alam and yoy bashana is chashuv bashana. Just like Rabbi Yechonon says, 30 days of the year is considered like a year. There's a time that holds 1 day of the year is considered like a year. So it's good. According to Rabbi Meyam, you do not have to have a complete 3 years. It's enough 3 years. It's 2 years and 1 day. Ella, but according to Rabbi Yana, he says, no, even according to Rabbi Meir, you have to have a complete 3 years. The Machlokes says, in the fourth year, you have to have 1 day or not. So Kasha, and this Bryce of Beshur is a Kasha on him. Zeros Mashma, 1 day in the 3rd year is enough. Gemara says, true Kasha, this would be a good Kasha.
Yeah, then it says in the Mishnah that Pochus Mikan is Kenois Nespabayim. To have you have beer with a girl when she's less than 3 years old, so that's nothing. So Gemara says, the boy, I have a question like this. Hani Bisulim, that's what we say if you have beer with a girl less than 3 years old, what's shot with the Bisulim then? Do we say, Maisie Azla, when you have beer with the Yitaka, break those Bisulim there that are there then? But we also, then new ones grow. So if it was not called the beer, because the Bisulim will grow back again. Is that the shot? Iduma, maybe no. Iduma, it's a D-Day, who delay Mitzaday? Ad liyacha gimel, the pshat is then, is just that like when you go in there, you push the psulim on the side, you don't really break them. It's only after 3 years that's called a real beer that you break the psulim. But like this, it's only gets pushed. Rashi says, loshen sida. Kleima, enani tolim, it's not taken out. Ayide beer, vienem dam psulim. If any dam does come out, it's not called dam psulim, which you are not breaking the psulim. Ad gimel shonim, viyamecha, until after 3 years and 1 day, then it's called you break the psulim. So Gemara says, L'may nafkamina, what's the difference? L'may is not called the beer either way, so what's the difference? So Gemara says, the case is, Kegoin she'boal b'tzer gimel. Let's say the man lived with his girl before she was 3 years old. O motza dam, b'shastad beer, it's like a found dam. O bo li'achashol, then at another time, be after 3 years old, v'le motza dam, they didn't find dam. The second beer, there was no dam. So it's like this. If you tell me, Mazel Osli, Vyosu, that the Pshat is, when the first time you live with, even if she's less than 3, you take a break the Psulim then. Just new Psulim grow back again. If so, Vyosu, show you Sudle Hevilu, just the Pshat is the reason why the second beer now. We say it did not say Dam, it could be because the Psulim did not grow back again. So therefore, there's nothing wrong. Now, here the case is Mustam, where the man married this girl, it's his wife. So the question is now, the second bee you have after she's 3 years old, so the question is, how come dam does not come out? It should have been a thought maybe that she has nus with somebody else. If she doesn't have dam, some she had bee with somebody else. Now we say no, if the pshat is that the psulim really broke the first time, just it has to grow back again, so then maybe now it didn't grow back, so therefore there wouldn't be any proof that she lived with a different man. But early, Yamrif, you're going to tell me though, it's to the hudaloi mitzadi, the pshat is just the psulim get pushed away on the side at the beginning. You don't really break them. But the first time they really get broken is after 3. Is so ha'acha bo'leo. Over here, the pshat is true that when you first had beer with her when she was less than 3 years old, that dam that came out was not dam psulim, it was dam, let's say dam mako or dam nido was maybe. But now the question is, after she's 3 years old, now when you have beer with her, now your husband is the first time living with her, now after she's 3 years old, so the psulim are there and they should break them. So since no dam came out now, that should be a proof that she lived with another man before this, after 3 years old. And therefore it's likely she's a zoina. She's also the husband. She's a zoina. So she's a fighter. Smara says no. So this would be not communion. Smara says no. Maskabla Rav Chia Brei de Rav Iko. Oman Lemelon, who tells you, Demake Shabbatach Gimel, Eina Chayzeres, Aliyalta. if you have a mark in the middle of three that doesn't come back again right away, Shema Chazeres Lialta, maybe it grows back right away. Because even if you want to tell me the pshat is that you break the psulim less than three, just to grow back right back again, this should not be enough to mean no. Because after we say they grow back again means they grow back right away. Who says it takes their time? It doesn't take its time, it grows back right away. If so, here, since you live with her now, after she's 3 years old and no dam comes out, this again should be a proof. This should be a proof that somebody else lived with her. So this should not be enough kamina. Whether before three you break the psulim, or some the psulim get pushed aside, it doesn't make enough kamina. Now the first time you live with her, after she's 3 years old, really the dam should come out, because no matter which way you learn before, now she should have the psulim. Smurfs read, Elo naf kamina, what will be the difference? So Elo naf kamina could go in, Sheboal b'toyach gimel. If somebody you lived with the girl when she was less than 3 years old, or motza dam, at that time dam came out, and then a boy or liach gimel, then you live a second time with her after she was 3 years old, or motza dam again you found dam. This would be an afkamina. Eziyam rit mezel all the vitam. Now the first time the besulim go away, the yosa they come back again. So now when it happened a second time you saw dam, avada would say hain dam besulimu. This is called dam besulim, just like the first time dam came out because of besulim now also. But Elab, if you tell me, Yamrit, it's Dudi who, Dulem, it's Dadi, that no, the first time you have beer with her, when you're less than 3 years old, you do not break the Psulim. So therefore, how come the Dam came out? It must be the Dam is Dam Nidus. And she became a Nida then. And you have a right to say, like, through the beer, she becomes a Nida. Because before three, you tell me now, you do not break the Psulim. And so therefore, as the Gemara says again, therefore, Eli Yamrit, it's Dudi who, Dulem, it's Dadi. You don't get pushed on the side. It's only after 3 years. That's when you break the psulim. If so, hi dam nidahu. We should also say now, this dam that came out is only dam nida. But just like we lived with her before, dam came out, the pshat was a dam nida, terf gimel for sure was dam nida. So let's say now the dam that came out now is also dam nida. So this is hapanas kumina, whether we say at the beginning you break the psulim or not. So Mor says, my, what's the luck? What happens? Omer of chizah says like this, toshma, come in here. And it says in the Mishnah, Pochus Mikan, if you live with a girl when she's less than 3 years old, it's Kenoisin Espa Bayain. It's like you put your hand in the eyes. So Mor says, Lomuli Lemista, why does the Mishnah have to say like this? That it's Kenoisin Espa Bayain, putting your hand in the eyes. For what it's like, it's Kenoisin Espa Bayain. Here's a second time. After Sulam. Masat, here's a second time. After Sulam is Mazel Osli. And it's not the first time you live with even the less than three, you take a break to Sulam. The Yosu, new Basulim grow back later. So therefore, that's the proof to say that Taka, even before three, Taka break the Basulim, just the Pshat is the Basulim grow back again. Tana Rabban, what about this? Maisa, what's happened, Biustini, that Bitoi Shel Asvirus, Shel Antinoikis. What's happened, a story like this, but Biustini, she was a daughter, Bitoi Shel Asvirus has been Antininis, Shebosufnei Rebbe, she came in front of Rebbe. Ormulus, it's something like this. Rebbe, Isha Bekamo Nisus. Like, at what age can a girl have Nisuyin? So he said, O Malo, Bas Gimel Shonim V'yemech, when she's 3 years old in one day, then she could have Nisuyin, get married. O Bekamo Misaberis, how old is she when she can become pregnant? O Malo, he said, Bas Yudbei Shonim V'yemech, just be 12 years old in one day, that's when she could become pregnant. So he answered back and said, Bas Yudbei Shonim V'yemech. Omru Loisa, she said to him, Ani Nisaisi Bishesh, I got married when I was 6 years old. Vilarati Bishev, and I had kids when I was 7 years old. Oilu Sholashom Shavarati Vesabo, I read that the 3 years I waited, I was still in my father's house. Meaning to sound like I got married at six, I should have got married when I was 3 years old. But kids, she was a Goya Shiksa said this. So, Mars, the question of Mima Abro, is it true what she said that she could really get pregnant to have a kid when she's 7 years old? The Yotoni learned like this, Vatoni Rav Devoi, Kaim with Rav Nachman, that Gimel Noshim Mishamshes B'moich. There are three ladies that are Mishamshes B'moich that have a heter to live with a moich. Titano Muberesu Moniko. Mean to say, they have a heter to live with a moich for the cotton, the Yisamachim, that they should not become pregnant. That's a Titano, a girl less than 12 years old. Muberesu, she's pregnant already, not to become pregnant a second time. O Moniko, she's nursing, not to become pregnant then. Katana, what's the reason now? If the girl is the Katana or Shema, to be afraid, maybe she'll become pregnant. Shema, to Thomas, and she'll die. So you see clearly a girl under 12, if she comes pregnant, she'll only die from it. But she can't give birth. So how could this girl said that she gave birth when she was 7 years old? Muberis, the reason why a pregnant lady has also a heter to live with a husband when she has a mishamshes b'moich katne b'yoyis demokam, because now muberis shema tas uber sandal, that if she's pregnant already, we're afraid if she has tashmish again, then maybe she'll become pregnant like a second time, and the second or the first kid will hit the other kid, it'll become a sandal, but you ruin the kid. Rashi says shema saberis tumim pomim. One hits the other one. And sandal shenim of lad. Therefore, it's like a sakana for the come pregnant again. And therefore, we let it be mishamash b'moich. Menika, if she's nursing. Also, shema tigmoles beno v'yomis. Maybe if she comes pregnant a second time now, she'll stop nursing and the first kid will die because of that. Therefore, she has a heter to be mishamash b'moich. Now it says clearly the Yezel Ketana, what's called the Ketana here to say that she has a heter to use a moich, but this Mibas Yud Aleph Shonim V'Yemechod V'Yad Yud Bei Shonim V'Yemechod. When she's 11 years old in one day, until she's 12 years old in one day, that year it's a sakana for her to become pregnant, and she has a heter to use a moich. Pachos Mikan, but let's say she's less than 11 years old, or yes, Mekana, more than 12 years old, Mishamesh, then she can live normally, go Lechas and go, nothing will happen to her. Less than 11, she would not become pregnant. And after 12, she'd give birth normally. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. But at Kol Ponim, we see clearly that less than 11 years old, she cannot become pregnant. The Chom say, though, again, the Chom and Maimrim, Achazu v'yachazu, Misham shes kedarko, v'hoylechas. That whether she's 10, 11, or 12, she should live normally. She doesn't have to put a moich there. She's married, she can live with her husband normally. Like Hashem will not make a pregnant and kill her. But even a Chum agree though that she cannot have a kid. Just they say, don't have to be afraid, nothing will happen, that she won't die because of it. Shneimer the pasuk says, Shrei Mepsoyim Hashem. So I go upon this the kasha. How could she say she became pregnant, that gave birth at 7, and here it's mashma, it's not possible to give birth so early. So where it's like this, the boy is saying, one thing I can answer you is, the pasuk says, Asher b'sor chamorim b'sorim, that a goy is like a chamor, so you can't bring a proof from a chamor to a Jew. It could be by a goy she should give birth at 7 years old. But by a Jew, a different type of a person, the kids say they cannot become give birth less than 12 years old. The boy said another terrorist could be, Asher p'yim divrei shov, v'yiminim yimin sheker, is what they say, you can't trust them. So b'chal, what she said, we can't trust them. So could be she never gave birth either at 7 years old. If a b'chal, there's no kasha. Talking about one like this, Maisa once happened. Bishak was with one isha. She had bought something. Rabbi Kishkei in front of Rabbi Kiva. Omer la Rabbi, she said to Rabbi, Nivalti b'terek Yimushanim. I live with my husband. I live with somebody less than 3 years old. Is now with a husband. She lived with somebody less than 3 years old. Is mani lakuna? Do I have a shame to gam absul on me? Am I still mutter to get married to a kain? Omer la said to a ksher rat lakuna. Yes, you mutter to get married to a kain. No matter who she lived with, even if she lived with a mamzer or with a goy, but a bia less than 3 years old is not called a bia, it doesn't pass a law. Is Omru Loi Rebbe, Em Shlucho Mosh Lama Dovda, I'll give you an example of what it's like. Lama Dovda Doyma. Litinik Shetomnu Loi Etzba Bidvash. A kid that put his finger into honey. So Locher is that Palm Rishonis, what happens is Palm Rishonis the first or second time Goya Bo. He gets yelled out, he doesn't like it like. Shlishish moitzisus, the third time though, then he'll start to suck it or like it. So Rashi says what she meant to say was that she has already a tam biyim, and she has a tam to have znus. Rashi says, Kloimar, afani tamti tam znus, she had bi a lot of times, and she has a tam to be like a zayna. Is omalos, Rebbe said back to him, came so, psula ata lakuna, you know then you are pos lakuna. Means this, we'll soon see what he meant to say. Even though all these bias took place when she was less than 3 years old. So, Roa ha-Talmidim mistaklim zeh-zeh, Rebbe saw all those Talmidim wondering, looking at one another, well, how come my Rebbe passed him this way? Because even though she had a lot of bias then, but since she was less than 3, the bias not after her. Omalem, he said back to him, Loma dobe kosher v'nechem, why is it bothering you? Omale, so he said to him, Kishem shekol ha-Torah alach l'mosh m'sinai, kach pochus ibas gimel shonim k'sher l'kun alach l'mosh m'sinai. There's also part of Lachul Moshe Mitzinai, that even though she adds nus, but since it was less than 3 years old,
it doesn't make a pogam. She's not posel. She should still be mutter to lakuna. That's what the Talmidim said about Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara says, V'yafir Rabbi Akiva, lo yom relo lechadet bosa Talmidim. Rabbi Akiva only said this. Lechadet to make the Talmidim smart, that's all, but not that he really meant it. Now the Vada, call any deer she has less than 3 years old, does not make any psul in her.
Now the Mishnah says, Ben Teshon of Yemecha, the boy when he's 9 years old, and one day, Shebuah Yevimtoi, the case where his brother died, and now he's Miyab and his wife, so Kona, goes by a boy, the bee is first called the bee when he's 9 years old. So if he makes a bee in his Yevama, he has a kinyan, we'll soon see the Gemara, means a kinyan with Rabbanan. But the ain nois and get achieved, or they can't give her a get until she becomes a gdoila, because for two reasons. First of all, a katan can't give a get. And secondly, we'll see in the Gemara, he's not married to a completely yet midiraisa. But umetama benida, if a boy lives with a nida, says bia, when he's 9 years old, is called a bia, and therefore he has din of a boy on nida, and therefore becomes tamei, letame mishkav tachton kelyam, that his mishkav has the same malocha like the tachton, or his mishkav tachton is like the elyam of his zav, that only becomes a tumma, like a rishon of tumma, to metama oichle in a mashkin. His beer could passel, but does not let her eat. She's not Michael. I mean to say what she says, poison is, let's say, a guy or a mamzer lives with a girl, and he's 9 years old, that's called a beer. She becomes sula to get married to a kain. And v'yayna Michael betruma. Rashi says, means, let's say the yovin is 9 years old, and he's a kain, and he lives with his yevimtoi. So even though he's kain of b'hach beer, but still she cannot eat from truma. Like we'll see in the Gemara, because it's not called the bia gemur midiraisa, it's not called kaina, cotton cannot be kaina midiraisa. So therefore she cannot eat truma because of this bia that the cotton made with his yivama. If a boy, 9 years old, lives with a behema, the behema has a locha that it's also to be used for a korban. But in the case there are two edim there, so locha is then, we kill this chayiv skila, this ashur is chayiv skila. Let's say this boy lives with any erva, and she's a gedoyla. The locher is she's chayiv misa. Let's say he lives with his sister, and his sister is a gedoyla, so she's chayiv misa. It's called the bia. Who potter? His cotton. He's potter for misa since he's in la bar oinchin. He's potter for misa. So according that's the chiddush of this mishnah that when the boy is 9 years old, then his bia is called the bia. And therefore, if any Arayis live with him, it's called the Bias Erva, and they'll be Chayiv Misa because of it. Now the Gemara says, look, Sheyagdil beget Sagilo. It's Masha from the Mishnah, when his Ben Teshonim, when he lives with his Yevama, says Kainho, it's just that he can't give her again until she becomes a Gedoyla, until he becomes a Godel. But the question, if he becomes a Godel, is it true they just have to ask the get? Why? Mashma the Bia was a king in Gemura's Kishtol Gemura, and there's no more Din Azika, there's no more Chalitza, why? For a tiny was done like this. Also bias bentes, kemaima begodol. And like this, ma maima begodol, just when a godol makes maimer, that's only kedusha midirabonin, because midiraisa, when your brother dies, if you want to make yibum, you have to be koiner bebia. To make kedusha maimers, first you give a kesser, that's only midirabonin. So it's like this, ma maima just when a godol gives maimer. So look, where's now, tsara get the mamaroi. If he doesn't want to make bia or make yibum, so he has to give her a get with the rabbana to take away the maimer that he made. But the chalitza litikosa midiraisa, she still zokuk to him, and he has to give a chalitza. So what the bryce mitzvah says is, ach bias cotton, same thing with a cotton, ach bias ben cotton. When he lives with his yivama, it's tzara get the mamore, taka true, this bia like makes kedusha with the rabbana like. So later he has to give her a get because of that maimer when he grows older. But still the chalitza litikosa, midiraisa, he wasn't kind of midiraisa, there's still zika of him. So the rice is still have to give her a chalitza, lizikosai. So Mitzvah Zomar Rav says, Hokikoma. This is what the Mishnah means to say.